In this bulletin, Donald Trump's administration defends his outburst against Iran. The family of an Australian woman shot dead by police in the US lodges a civil lawsuit. And a 14-month suspension for a six-time Olympic gold medalist. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The Trump administration is defending remarks which appear to threaten war against Iran. On Sunday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warned that America should know that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace and war with Iran is the mother of all wars. In response, Mr. Trump wrote a Twitter post cautioning Iran that if it threatened the US, it would suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has told Fox News Mr. Trump's tweet shows that he won't tolerate aggression from Iran.
The only person that is inciting anything is Iran. The president has been very, very clear, again, since day one, what his objectives are. And he's certainly not going to tolerate the leader of Iran making threats against Americans, making threats against this country. If needed and steps are required, this president is not afraid to take them.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has praised Mr. Trump's strong public stand against Iran, calling it a welcome change. The family of an Australian woman shot dead by police in the US city of Minneapolis has lodged a lawsuit against the city and several officers. The shooting of Justine DeMond Ruzcek sparked international outrage amid a wave of US police shootings. Former Minneapolis police officer Muhammad Noor was charged over the 40-year-old's death after she approached his patrol car after calling police to report a possible sexual assault. Noor is free on bail and is expected to plead not guilty when the case comes to court. The family's attorney, Bob Bennett, says they don't want anyone else to go through what they have.
To send an unmistakable message to these officers and the city of Minneapolis and its police department that such conduct is wrong and will no longer be tolerated. We want the Minneapolis police culture to be reformed in such a way and to the extent necessary to stop such senseless acts from happening again and again.
Juvenile criminals will be banned from associating with gang members under new legislation proposed in Victoria. The state Labor government wants to give police the power to issue unlawful association notices to children as young as 14, as part of its crackdown on youth crime. It comes amid renewed debate over violence among so-called African gangs. Victoria's Police Minister, Lisa Neville, says it will help stop the development of criminal networks.
And what this enables Victoria Police to do is not just disrupt that crime, disrupt those outlaw motorcycle gangs and organised crime gangs who cause a lot of harm in our state, not just disrupt them, but actually, particularly in relation to young people, prevent them being brought into criminal networks.
The One Nation candidate for the Queensland seat of Longman has accused Labor of being behind allegations he owes tradespeople tens of thousands of dollars. Building subcontractors say Matthew Stevens' former company has left a trail of debts and voters shouldn't support him in Saturday's by-election. Mr. Stephen has denied the claims and in a video on Facebook claimed the federal opposition was trying to smear him. Speaking to the Nine Network, he says he doesn't owe anyone anything.
Well, like I'm telling you now, this is the first I've heard about it, and it's 5 days before an election, and I don't know about you, but I find it extremely ironic. 5 days before an election, this is where I'd find out about it, live on the Today Show. I think it's political bastardry, and I lay it solely at the feet of the major parties.
Six-time Olympic gold medalist Ryan Lochte has been suspended for 14 months by the United States Anti-Doping Agency for receiving an intravenous infusion without permission. In May, Lochte posted a picture on social media of himself receiving an infusion, which triggered the investigation. Though it was not a banned substance, the agency prohibits infusions or injections in excess of 100 millilitres within a 12-hour period unless it's part of medical treatment. The 33-year-old, who last year was handed a 10-month ban by the US Olympic Committee after claiming he was robbed at gunpoint at the Rio Games, says he'll be back.
I'm cooperating with USADA and their sanction, and I'm still going to train every day. And I have goals that I want to accomplish in 2020, and If anything, this will make me more hungry, and I'll definitely be there in 2020.
And now a look at the weather. Perth, a few showers, 20 degrees. Showers increasing in Adelaide, 17. Showers and windy in Melbourne, 16 degrees. Rain periods in Hobart and a windy day, 15. Sunny for Canberra, 15. Wollongong, sunny and 20. Similar forecast for Sydney, 22. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 23. Brisbane, sunny and 25. Cairns, a possible shower, 27. And Darwin, smoke and haze and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.